Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's that sizzle? Why? It's another hot podcast.
Oh, very nice, Ed. Ed just comes off with these so quick off the top of his head.
Welcome to Off Menu, the podcast with me, Ed Gamble, and James E. Caster.
We've got a cracking guest today. Kerry Godleman is going to be choosing her favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, drink, side.
Kerry Godleman, wonderful comedian, wonderful actor. She was on Taskmaster with you, James.
She was. A worthy opponent. I don't want to give spoiler alerts to people who haven't seen it, but she gives me a run for my money, I guess.
She won. So she's going to... She is our guest today, picking her dream menu. Now, there is a secret ingredient, James, that if she says that she's out of the restaurant, what is it?
Fruity cheese.
Fruity cheese. Quite a left field one, this.
I don't like it when cheese has apricots in it or cranberries in it. I don't like those little bits of fruit in the cheese. No way.
I kind of agree, apart from once I went to Wensleydale, the place, and went on a tour of the Wensleydale creamery, and you got to try all the cheeses, and I tried the one with cranberries, and I thought it was quite nice.
Oh, did you go with your friend Gromit?
No, I went with my father.
Gromit.
Yes.
Yes. Well, listen, also, this is my way of getting it so that if Kerry does like choose something horrific like a cheese board, and you know how I feel about cheese boards, if she chooses something like that, this is a way of getting her out of the restaurant.
So help me God, if you try and kick someone out for picking a cheese board, I will block the goddamn door.
We'll see about that.
If you kick someone out for having a cheese board, I leave this restaurant as well.
Great.
And if I leave this restaurant, you're never getting free, Jeannie.
What?
You're never getting free, Jeannie.
you're the one who sets me free? I didn't know that.
I could set you free. I'm the manager of the restaurant.
What a twist in the tail. If I chuck someone out for having a cheese board, I'll never be free as a genie. Well, there's something to think about. Can't believe Ed's going to never free me.
But I'm on board with you that if Kerry picks fruity cheese in her dream meal, she deserves to be kicked out.
Absolutely.
But still, we welcome her with open arms. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the menu of Kerry Godleman.
That's her at the doormat.
That in where
such
I
an old podcast trope.
Welcome to the magical restaurant, Kerry.
Thank you for having me. Excellent sound effects.
Welcome.
James is a genie, FYI.
Okay.
Welcome along. I'm a genie. This is a magical restaurant. I'm also a waiter.
Right.
Here to look after you. Can I take your coat?
Yes. I'm fully committing to this role play.
Yeah, do it.
Yes, you can take my coat.
And I can take your bag.
Take it.
Improv.
Yeah, very good improv.
Never block an offer.
Do you always give your coat?
Laws of improv.
Coat and bag at the start of a meal? Would you give your coat and bag to the people working at the restaurant?
I don't think I eat in places that's an issue. I don't recall ever having that thought or dilemma.
You're saying you've never been to a restaurant where someone
said, shall I take your coat? I don't know. I'm very suspicious of people that want to take my coat. I'm like, what do you want it for?
Mm.
I think that might come up in this podcast, my attitude to eating out.
Quite suspicious.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think they would do with your coat?
Rifle through the pockets.
Go through your pockets. What's in your pockets normally?
Hairbands and
loose change. Do people get your hairbands, do you?
Train tickets and receipts.
Right. Oh, that's receipts are pretty important for when you do your
I don't know why
well.
I don't expect someone to take my coat, but you're right, that does make sense, because you don't want it drapesing all over the floor, do you?
Drapesing?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
What do I mean? Drapesing.
Yeah, drapesing sounds like a
oh
word.
Oh my God, is this a food podcast or a word podcast?
Not one of those word podcasts.
You're going to pounce on all my choice of words.
I'm just interested about the word drapesing because it sounds like it's a word, but I'm not sure if I've ever heard it before.
This has happened to me in podcasts before where I feel like I'm at GCSE English. And people are going, I don't think you mean that, Kelly, do you?
No, but I know what you mean by drapesing.
Well, then that's the main thing, isn't it? That's what words are for, is to connect with meaning. So if you know what I mean, don't be a pedant.
Anyone's ever got angry on the podcast?
Love it,
straight away.
Well, has anyone been attacked for their choice of words so early?
No, that's true. No one has been. Well, probably, I don't know. I can't remember because it never kicked off like this before.
I'm just interested.
Drapesing.
A nice word.
Drapesing to drapes.
But you never like had a bag when you go into like somewhere and people.
What about one of those places with a little clip where they put it on a little clip like they do?
That's good.
Yeah. Classy. Well,
that stops robbers, right?
Yeah.
What?
In quite a lot of pubs in London, they started having them a few years ago.
Oh, it's like a.
Yeah, like a little hook clip thing.
You
put your bag, and then if a robber tries to get it, they won't be able to because they'd have to like fiddle with it.
Robber? What do you mean by robber?
A robber's definitely a word. You'd probably say burglarizer. Oh, the burglarizer's taken my bag, which I left drapesing on the flooring.
I wouldn't have gone with robber. I'd have said thief.
Right, okay.
Pickpocket.
Well, we obviously come from different times, Kerry. I obviously come from Victorian times when robbers
I like to
were
think
thing.
Of you as a Victorian boy.
So I'm glad to hear it.
Kerry said pickpocket, to be fair.
You did say pickpocket.
Yes.
That's pretty Victorian.
Yeah, I like a little.
Dickensian.
Yeah.
You, before we started this, said you weren't a foodie.
Well, let's unpick that.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I am a foodie. I like food.
Yeah.
But I am very scared of pretentiousness when it comes to, because a lot of the people I think that are foodies, you two not included, are wankers.
Right.
So it's quite hard to go, you know, people who take pictures of their food.
Yeah.
And I'm very judgmental of that.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm very cautious of blundering into that sort of behaviour. Mm. Like, if I start reading a review of a restaurant, I get very angry.
Right.
I just think, oh, you prick. Do you know what I mean?
Because they're taking
because
food
it's so pretentious.
Yes.
It's so achingly pretentious. And I've got no time for that.
Sure. I mean, that's a restaurant review, though.
Absolutely. Well, that's reviews
that's
all
where
over.
It belongs.
That's how, I mean, if I read a comedy review or a theatre review, I'm like, fuck you. What are you bringing to the party?
Yeah.
That's reviews. So that's you're reviews. Right. It's reviews.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is about restaurant reviews that really push me.
It's hard because, like, how can you write about food and not something?
Sound
yeah,
like
I think you're right.
You
I think it's right? very difficult to... Because otherwise, you're just saying... What you really want to say is, this was delicious.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
But that doesn't give any insight
to someone
reading it.
Well, it's like reviewing music. It's a visceral experience. Yeah. And the minute you start using words, which we've already established I'm brilliant at, it falls apart. Like, if you start saying, why do you love that song? And someone explains, you're like, oh, wanker.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the song.
Yeah, because what you...
Would you like still or sparkling water, Kerry?
Sparkling, I think.
Now, that's interesting. I didn't predict that because all your talk of people being pretentious and wankers, and now we're going for the sparkling
That's what
water.
I mean, we need to unpick it because I think I'm complicated.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like all humans,
yeah.
Not what I seem.
Uh-huh.
Because I am scared of pretension, but I do like things that I like, and I like bubbles.
Yeah, sure.
And I like carbonated water.
Yeah.
Because if I'm out, right, having a glass of water, and I'm paying for it.
That sounds like you've gone out just for some water.
Yeah, but then,
what a night out.
But I can get still water out the tap at home, can't I?
Yeah.
If we're out, we're out. Let's do this.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
Let's have bubbles.
Let's have bubbles.
Because bubbled water doesn't come out of the taps at home.
No.
So it's special.
If it did, would you like it?
Yeah, I do like bubbled water. I like bubbled water. When I was a kid and had a soda stream, they're back in now, aren't they, soda streams?
They're getting back
They're
in.
Coming back.
Oh.
I used to often just, carbonate
water.
The water.
You just do that? You wouldn't even put any soda?
I wouldn't put that horrible cordial stuff in it.
Even as a kid, you didn't like that?
I quite liked a bubbled water.
It's like a bubbly water.
Yeah, it's water, but with bubbles.
I think we need to
stop
thinking about sparkling or bubbled water as pretentious.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think of it as pretentious. I just think it's a nice treat from your tap.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Water.
I think it is a nice little treat, but it's not. I don't think... Like yesterday, we had a little podcast staff lunch yesterday.
Me, you and Benito?
Yeah. And I arrived and these two were there already. They turned up earlier than me and I was already early, Kerry.
Ah.
And they'd already ordered some sparkling water. I thought, hello.
Hello, it's a special lunch.
Fancy day, is it?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I think we just...
And because of the podcast, when the waiter came round and said to us... Still a sparkling water. Me and Benito just started laughing. We say that on our podcast.
Really, yeah, then you tipped into pretentious.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't. He wasn't.
It's a fine line.
We're laughing at that.
It's a fine line.
Poppadoms or bread, Kerry? Poppadoms or bread?
Poppadoms? Is it an Indian restaurant?
Poppadoms or bread?
Bread. And I bought you some bread to display how much I love bread. I made you some bread, didn't I, today?
Yeah, you did. You made us some sourdough.
I made
bread.
You some sourdough.
Now,
I like
that's
bread.
That's so nice.
How long have you been doing
Kerry.
This
You're
for?
Welcome. I've been doing it on and off for about a year because it's hard to get it started because you need a starter.
Right.
And it took me ages to get my starter.
I don't think I understand this. I hear this.
I don't
quite
fully.
A lot about...
It's a bit sciencey.
Yeah.
But you do need to have a good starter. And it's like having a pet that you need to give love to and attention. If you forget about it, it won't.
Like a Tamagotchi.
Yes, exactly like that.
So, what is it? A little bit of dough?
It's dough and water. And then you've got to let it ferment till it's. Alive and active, and then when it's just right, you can start making bread out of it. And it takes ages to get it there.
Really?
Yeah.
And you always have that one, and you take like little bits.
And there are people that have it like, you know, family heirlooms or something. I'm not in that territory.
No,
but I have got it. Rob Rouse taught me how to do it, and he.
Rob Rouse?
Yes, and he. When we talk like that when we make sourdough, it's like, this is what we make sourdough. This is our sourdough making boys. And he gave me his starter to get it started. So you can pass them on and get them going.
Oh, wow. You got Rob Rouse's sourdough starter.
I got his starter. Although I think that one went to shit and then I got my own going in the end.
Did you tell him?
I haven't told him.
Tell him you killed his
starter.
Killed his
starter. He's still coming around your house and eating the sourdough.
And he thinks it's
good to know that my starter's still alive and well.
Yeah.
And it's not.
And you're having to bite your lip because you know that.
His is buried in the garden.
Bite your tongue, isn't it? Bite your lips.
I do feel like...
You could have picked me up on that.
I'm smashing the system with making my own sourdough because that's another thing that is pretentious, isn't it? The cost of sourdough.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. So, like, so hold on, that's what you're doing.
I make my own.
So by making your own sourdough, that's not the...
And carbonating my own water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sticking it to the man.
You are beating the system.
Yeah, man.
Smashing your own avocados.
I smash my own avocados and put it on my homemade sourdough.
Do you?
Yes.
So you smash your own avocados.
I sprinkle my own chili flakes on there.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go out and get some chump to make this shit for you.
No, absolutely not.
You can make it at home.
Yeah.
Are you milking a sheep to make your own halloumi?
No, I'm not that bad.
You've got a full brunch farm.
I would
going
actually.
On.
Rob Rouse give you a little lamb?
He probably would. He has got like animos.
Has he?
Animos is a word.
It's all right.
That one's never been.
I like the word animos.
Animos.
I like changing words.
Yeah, yeah. I like animos.
But that's a different podcast. So I do like that sort of rustic-y vibe where I wouldn't mind chickens and all that crap. That's not realistic because I live in London and I've got a job. But in another world, I wouldn't mind that good life sort of vibe.
I got given a chicken once for my 18th birthday.
Wow, alive?
Yeah, alive.
Did you give it
I never knew this.
I was so and I lived
I,
lived
I
in
can't
London.
Wait to hear this.
So my friend thought it would be funny to buy me a chicken. It's it awful. Funny. It is funny, but it's an awful end to the story, so strap it.
Oh, God, did you eat it?
No.
Ed went to private school for a bit of context about what's considered funny.
So he thought it'd be funny, and he brought the chicken over, and I was like, why have you
It wasn't
me
a sex game.
Chicken?
You weren't meant to stick something in the chicken.
No, you weren't meant to. but get ready for the rest of the
story. I don't mean me. Can I just say that now? Yeah. I do not like this story already.
Right, well, I didn't eat the chicken.
There's some unethical shit's going to come at me now as an adult.
Look, the chicken was brought round and I said, I can't have the chicken here. I live with my mum. She can't put a chicken in her garden. We've got no way of keeping a chicken. Yeah. So we took it to my friend's house down the road who had a little sort of coop thing in his back garden.
What's your friend called?
Will.
Will, yeah.
Yeah. We put it in the coop and then a fox came.
He had a... Oh, yeah, a fox is taken. Yeah, a fox. He had a coop ready to roll.
Yeah, because I think someone had bought him a chicken for his birthday. Oh, so it was a thing. Yeah, I think it was like a running
thing. Each other chickens.
Yeah, the chicken was called Jalfrazy. R.I.P. Jalfrazy.
Jalfrazy the chicken. How long did it last?
3 days.
3 days.
Yeah, if you don't have a proper lid on the coop.
Yeah, there wasn't a proper lid. I don't think it was a proper coop, really. I think it was just a bit of wire. It's like a VIP area at a club.
You just called
just
it.
Denoted where.
Sectioned it off in the corner. Yeah, you go, Jalfrazy. That's your little, your little area. Oh, a fox got in.
Yeah, foxes got in.
Tore it apart. That's nature, baby.
That's the food chain.
Yeah, that's the food chain. What comes next? Chicken,
over fox or under chicken?
Over fox. Under chicken if you
under
want.
Under chicken, worm grub.
Yeah. Worm grub.
Over fox. What's over fox? Nothing. They are the top of the food chain.
Top of the food chain.
The way they look back at you when you stare them out.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck you, I'm going through a bin.
Fuck you, I'm going for a bin.
This is the restaurant for foxes.
Humans don't eat foxes, do they?
No.
They will do post-Brexit.
Oh, yeah, that'll be all the...
That'll be the next hipster restaurant thing.
Kebab fox.
And you'll be like, got your own foxes, you old bunch of mugs. Got my own foxes in my garden.
I like the way everyone's being so creative about their post-apocalyptic
It's going to be lovely, isn't it? Yeah, just sourdough fox sandwiches.
So would you have, in that case, are you saying you would have your own sourdough as the bread in this dream meal?
No, I wouldn't go that far. It's not that good. You haven't tasted it yet. But I would go bread over a poppadom.
Okay.
I never know self-control with poppadoms.
Yeah.
I don't, I mean, I would just happily disc those into my mouth.
Yeah.
All night.
Like a CD player.
Yeah. And with that little spinning, sauces and chutneys, I'm like, whoa, yes.
What's your favourite one of those?
I get the lime pickle and then the yoghurt on top.
Oh,
and maybe a few raw little onions around there for seasoning.
Oh, yeah. You're going all in. But not the mango chutney. Mango chutney's
I don't like sweet. I do not like sweet and savoury to coexist.
You don't like
so I'm anti the pineapple on the pizza.
Yeah.
I'm anti the fruit in a salad. That can all fuck off. That's pudding.
Yeah, all that's pudding. All not, that's pudding. Never cross the streams.
Nope. Never the twain, mate.
You wouldn't like if someone had like pineapple in their Nando's wrap or something.
Get out.
You wouldn't like that.
Total imposter.
That's James Acaster. He does that.
What?
Yeah, I'll do it every time.
You put pineapple in your wrap?
Yeah, yeah. I get a Nando's wrap. I have cheese and pineapple in it.
Oh, that's really bad, James.
I don't think it should even be an option on the Nando's menu to have pineapple in it.
I thought you just took your own pineapple in there.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
You're not a savage.
I'm putting tinned pineapple
you're
in
like
it.
My scar. Take your own pineapple, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Chopping
that
your
up. Your pretentious pineapple.
Yeah. No, I'm not putting my own pineapple in there.
I didn't even know. I don't go to a Nando's, so I don't know what's available.
You don't go, you've never
been. If you don't eat meat,
isn't it? Although someone told me you can get a beanie sort of wrap in there, can you?
Yeah, but I think if you're going to Nando's,
don't go there.
Don't go there if you don't eat meat.
There's other places.
Really. Yeah.
No, so. I don't like fruit in a... I don't like apple in a salad.
No?
I don't even really like a pomegranate in a salad, and I don't mind... Well, we'll get to salads.
Oh, will we? Spoiler alert.
I don't like anything sweet. Like, you wouldn't put, you know, some Tutti Frutti's and Refreshers in your dinner, would you? So don't put a fruit
no,
in there.
No, I mean, they're not the same.
Yeah.
Well, they are.
Tutti Frutti's and Refreshers aren't the same as apples. Ask a doctor.
Well, yeah, but they're based on fruit. The origin of an opal fruit is fruit.
The idea.
Is in the title.
Sure.
Well, fruit
it's
in there.
I mean, it's not the name anymore.
What's it called now?
Starburst.
Starburst. Showed my age.
But my mum doesn't call them Starburst because in the advert for when they changed from Opal Fruits to Starburst, the advert was they were testing out the names on some monkeys to see if they would like the new name. And one of the suggested names was Chimpy Chompies. And my mum was like, I prefer that name. So she's called them Chimpy Chompies.
I'm with her. That's a way better name.
Still calls them Chimpy Chompies.
Yeah.
Well, let's all start calling them Chimpy Chompies.
Yeah, we're going to now. That's
all listeners
can
start calling them Chimpy Chompies. We'll get it. We don't bring back Kumar's Cobbler. We can do bring back Chimpy Chompies.
Bring back Chimpy Chompies.
Hashtag. Hashtag bring back Chimpy Chompies. What would you like as your starter?
Right.
Not to be confused with the starter for the sourdough.
Yes, different starter.
Don't confuse them.
Words having don't more than one meaning. Up. Thank you.
Yeah. for the listener, there was a glare at Ed there.
It's a good glare, wasn't it?
Kerry threw a glare over
chilling.
Ed.
Top draw podcast glare.
That's really good.
Face for radio.
Oh,
I think I'm going to have that soup, that Thai soup, Tom Yum soup.
Uh-huh.
Because I like Thai food.
Yes.
But I'm not going to go for it for my main. So it's better to just swing it in as the starter, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So it's like we can cover Thai food in the starter.
There's more that you want to take in a whole like cuisine that you like. You want to get it. You want to do a shout
out. Yes, exactly. Shout out to Thai food.
Yeah,
and that's a big whack of Thai flavours. I know,
it is. And what is that flavour? It's kind of like a soury.
It's like lemongrass, I guess, is a lot in
the sour is the key thing.
I love a soup like that. I love any sort of, like, if I'm having, like, Asian flavours, I love that, like, hot and sour soup or Tom Yum, is it? Yeah.
And it feels like it properly clears your system.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's you almost like a medicine, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
Strepsil
soup.
Yeah. Strepsil soup.
It really clears you out.
You like to have your system cleared out.
Well, it's a nice side effect of a lovely meal.
Wasabi King Prawns from Tao Tao Zhu. That's my shout out.
And they clean the sinuses.
Oh, yeah.
It's lovely if food's medicinal as well.
Yeah.
I do like the fact if food is delicious and healthy.
Yeah.
It's a lovely combo.
Yeah. Well, that's like your dreaming, isn't it? Then?
Yeah.
You think how, because I think one of the main things we all wish was that the food that tastes delicious was healthy. Why don't we live in a world where that's the case?
No, it's true.
I get very angry about it that burgers aren't healthy. Like,
yeah.
You'd just accept it if it was. If you lived in a universe where burgers were healthy, you wouldn't question it and go, why? There's so much fat in it. You'd be like, oh, great.
When you go down that road of if I could change food to be, I would make olives the size of apples and apples the size of olives. Wouldn't that be lovely if olives were like apple size and you held a big olive in your hand?
Here's what I like about
it. And you took a big bite out of an olive.
Here's what I like about what you just said, Kerry. I've got a number of things, actually. But one of the things is that it wasn't similar enough to what I was saying to be something that just occurred to you. So it's clearly something you've thought about that all the time.
You were like, I'm going in to do a food podcast. At some point, I'm going to get my wild observations about olives out
of
the way.
But it's true. There is a link because we were fantasizing about what we'd like.
Oh, we were, but I said it wasn't similar enough. So it's not like you went...
Well, that's true of all links.
Is it?
Well, you know, when you're doing stand-up, you're like, this link's tenuous, but I'm going to push it through. Well, it was one of them. Don't draw attention to it.
Yeah, if it was in a stand-up set, that would work fine as a link. If you're saying, wouldn't it be good if burgers were healthy? You could say, and while we're here, wouldn't it be good if olives are the same size as apples?
Because we're in the same genre. We're talking about food.
Yeah, definitely. You're in food and what you were changing.
But it's been conversationally. What it flags up to me is that... It's not. It hasn't just occurred to you.
Yeah,
it's something you've always thought.
I've always felt it.
You've always wanted that.
I've talked about it once or twice, and people just blink back at me.
It's too salty. That's why. I think an olive is a perfect size for me.
Yes,
because you can have multiple if you want.
I'd go a bit bigger then, like a plum.
a plum size olive.
I grant you a big apple would be too much, but a plum or an apricot size olive, yes, please.
I agree.
Thank you.
I would no.
Stop.
I agree.
You'll stop.
That I would like a little olive-sized apple, like a bag of olive-sized apples, and pop them in my mouth.
Have they got cores, or can you pit them like an olive?
Pit would
they
them be like an
pitted
olive.
Apples?
You can put a jalapeno in there.
Yeah. Well, no, put a jalapeno in the apple, or a raisin.
I'd rather have a raisin.
Not even that.
A bit of brown sugar.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this now since we're doing it. I don't like apples.
Well, what is this?
I'm not keen on apples.
Well, then why do you want
because I'm shrinking them to phase them out.
Well, so you
just bit by bit every year until they're nothing.
Once you've got an apple down to olive size, you're phasing it out.
Well, you're not, because it hasn't worked on olives, has it? We haven't phased out
phasing them up. Yeah, we're phasing like, and apples
I'm
out.
Say, like, it's not like small foods are being phased out.
Okay, fair dues. You've overthought this. But, to me, it was a throwaway observation. Now, you're the one that's overanalyzed.
Did you want, what's happened here? A small apple? Because what I imagined was like a little bowl of small apples, like a bowl of olives. But do you want them small? So
I
that
want
you
a fruit bowl of olives.
Yeah, and you only want an olive-sized apple, so you don't have to eat much of it.
Yes.
So you can, so you're imagining yourself eating one.
I'm shrinking a problem and increasing at good times.
And you're just eating one olive-sized apple, and that's your apple.
And then I'm like, dummy apple.
I think that will only keep very small doctors away.
Yeah, tiny doctors.
Yeah, but they'll be placated because they'll have had me apple. Won't
I think you're mainly thinking about you'd like a big olive. The apples are. You're only saying the apples are olive size because you think it's a one in one out thing, right?
I've got something you've got to swap bigger them. Out of what I like and shrunk something I'm not keen on. That's so what I've done there.
In your head, you can't like just make an olive bigger. You have to put it in like a Freaky Friday machine with an apple and switch them around.
Yes.
So it's like electricity going between the two of them and they both switch.
Yeah.
Because it can't be just the olive on its own.
No.
Bigger.
Although you could just eat loads of olives.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's. That's the modern day solution.
Yeah.
Which I have done. Have you ever done that? Gorged on an olive.
Yeah.
What's that spread that's made of olives? I love that. Put some of that on the
tapenade.
Tapenade.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
Because then you don't know how many olives you're getting because it's coming in
a
spread
lot,
form.
I think. Yeah.
There's no what you have no idea.
Spread that on that sourdough
it could
I made
be
you.
An apple's worth of olives you could be getting.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Do you want that on your bread to start? Your
Let's
sourdough
go for
bread?
That.
You would like
Let's
some tapenade
go for that.
On your
Here's olive-based recommendation for you. If you like olives and you like salty things,
yes,
there is a little dish at a restaurant called Spuntino in London that are green olives with an anchovy inside them, breaded and deep fried.
Oh my God, yes please.
Incredible.
They are
I think
really
do they do that in Polpo? I think they do something like
that.
Yeah,
they do. It's the same guy who runs Spontino.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah,
I've had that then. Yes,
so
absolutely
good.
Delicious.
Proper salty, like.
Yeah.
Need a full
now imagine
water.
That pleasure in the size of an apple.
Too much, Gary.
No, it's
too
not. Much. No, no such thing. It's too much of a good thing.
This Tom Yum soup.
Yeah.
Back to it.
What's in it? What's in it? Do you know what's in Tom Yum soup? Apart from lemongrass. Coriandery things.
Is this a quiz?
No, I'm just curious. I don't know.
I don't know if I've had a Tom Yum soup.
Oh, this is like when you say to a friend, oh, you haven't read this book or seen this film? Well, I envy you your ignorance. You're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy it, I think.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's not the creamy one. It's not
no,
like...
No, it's watery.
Right.
It's brothy.
Okay.
And it's like just got loads of things floating around in it, like those funny mushrooms.
Like whenever I have something like that or even like ramen or something like that, it's the sort of meal you want to blow your nose after.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is bad in a restaurant situation.
Yeah, it's not a
just really clears
date
you out,
soup,
it?
They say.
No, it's not a date soup, no.
I saw someone really confidently blow their nose on the tube today, and I really admired them. It was really busy. Everyone could see her. She walked on and sat right in the middle of the carriage and just very... And really executed it really well. Didn't do it disgustingly.
She didn't look in the tissue?
No, just absolutely nailed it.
Oh,
and
good.
I thought, well done.
That takes some... It's bold, isn't it? It's bold.
Yeah, yeah.
Good sound to it as well.
Kind of almost no sound, but like just... Wow. Yeah, it was very impressive. Oh, actually, no sound. I was listening to my music.
Right.
See, if you'd heard it, you might have been
maybe if
impressed.
I had it, yeah, I would have been like, oh, that was the most disgusting thing.
Yeah, people without headphones in, you could just see them like being sick. And
Too much.
Well, can I just say the reason I like Thai food, because what's the sort of running theme, because I was thinking my favourite food, because I don't have favourite food in the same way that I don't have favourite, like, albums or songs or films, because I can't cope with the pressure and the commitment.
So you never...
Because I'm in constant flux, James.
Yes.
Right? So the minute, like, you know people that like lists, the list person, no disrespect to your gender, but it's kind of a blokey thing, isn't it? Favourites, top three.
Sure, I
shit.
Love a list.
Yeah, blokes love a list.
Guilty, I love making a list.
Like, and I get the appeal because it's a fun little workout for your brain, isn't it? Like, ooh, I can organise all my favourite things. But I can't cope with the pressure because I think, oh, 1 minute I like that and then tomorrow I might not like
that.
So what I've kind of thought is what sort of food... Because when you said favourite meal, I'm like, too much pressure.
Yeah, okay.
And also my memory's shit.
Yeah.
So I can't remember. And, like, I might have had an amazing meal that might have been the best meal ever and I've forgotten it. So I associate lovely food with holidays and travel. And I went to Thailand years and years and years ago and I remember the food just being so good.
Yeah.
Like, every meal was so good. You know, you were just like, oh, I, I've gained weight without a doubt because I just sat and just gorged on
yeah.
and overordered, did that thing we were talking about earlier where you've been slightly tricked. So the waiter would be like, oh, yeah, that's plenty for two.
Yeah.
And it came and it was a banquet. Yeah. We're like, we'll have to eat it now. So just over ate. And I loved all the flavours. Everything's so fresh and such a unique sort of flavour. And I've reduced all of that whole country's cuisine into one starter.
One soup bowl.
Tom Yum soup.
Tom Yum soup. Yeah. Also, when you said earlier, when you just said that we were talking earlier about ordering too much, that was before the podcast. And Ed, last night, me and Ed ordered a takeaway, and we thought we were ordering tiny things, and it was actually
it's basically sandwiches.
But can we just sandwiches? I mean, I can't believe you ordered sandwiches.
But they were like sort of it's arepas, which is like South American fried breads with like really nice fillings.
Oh, okay. I was thinking
no, it wasn't like M&S. It was really nice stuff.
Okay.
But the picture sort of seemed to suggest they were like little pockets rather
than.
Yeah. And then they arrived and they were full sort of disc size.
It would be
sandwiches.
Preferable if they put, right, we were discussing earlier, either a scale bar on the side of the photograph or a picture of a thimble or something we know the size of to compare it to.
A 2p would be a classic.
But not an olive after this conversation.
Not an olive. No one knows what size an olive is.
No one knows what size an olive is these days.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So we come to your main course now.
Yeah.
So this won't be Thai because you've
dealt with
Thai.
It won't be Thai because we've covered
dealt
that.
Done.
Yeah. Is this another shout out to a different cuisine that you love or?
Well, this is, I'm not, I might have broken the rules because I'm not very good. Right. What I've gone for my main is salad.
Okay.
And I love all those kind of ottolenghi type salads that people wank on about now. So when you go to those places and there's all these lovely, like, big, healthy, with, like, roasted vegetables in it and fresh herbs and bits of feta sprinkled on top and all that kind of food. I love that kind of food.
A hearty salad.
A hearty, lovely, healthy, well thought out. There's been some cooking and some seasoning. It's not just a shitty old salad.
Yeah.
It's a really pleasing, like, commitment to flavours.
Yeah.
That sort of salad.
It's not breaking the rules.
Isn't it? Because it's not a specific dish.
Well, you can't think of a salad you've had somewhere that was like the best
because there's one I make, I like, it's like giant couscous and it's got roasted butternut squash in it and it's got like mint and it's really
nice.
Sounds
really nice.
And it's sort of olive-y. Again, it's, I think a little bit of it is associating food with holidays.
Yeah.
And that's like holiday food, summer food.
Yeah, like fresh, like really fresh.
You're out in the garden in the holiday home.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And you go, oh, look, there's a bush of mint there. I'll pick some and sprinkle it on my lunch.
Oh.
That sort of...
Very nice.
I really like... I've got Ottolenghi's most recent book, I think. And it is amazing. And you think,
delicious,
I'm going to have a nice, healthy salad. And then you go to make it and you use half a bottle of olive oil.
Yeah.
So the last one I made was like a really nice bread salad. So it was like all mixed... tomatoes.
Oh, I love that
but
bread
then
salad.
Bread, like grilled bread,
oh, that's
and you throw
lovely.
It in, and then garlic and anchovies.
And it all just, soaks the juices.
It all soaks up, but it's just about half a bottle of olive oil. It's amazing.
Oh, but it's so delicious.
Good. Yeah,
I swear, I've had this chat with Ed before, and every time I have a salad, I don't have any dressing on it at all.
Oh, that's
or
weird.
Anything because I think,
joyless. That is joyless.
Absolutely.
But, but it's a salad, isn't it? It's joyless, whatever.
No,
my thing is that. If I'm having I'm just having a salad to try and be good.
No.
If I want to eat, like, you know, a bunch of junk, I'll go and eat, like, some real good, like, a bit of burger or something like that, or, like, a lovely...
I hear what you're saying, but that I think salad's changed.
Yeah?
Salad has changed. Because, yeah, you're right, you think of salad as, like, an earnest, healthy dish, but that's not true anymore. You
or
can
like
have
a
naughty salad.
So you
can have a naughty salad.
Because I remember like years ago when you'd go to the salad bar at Pizza Hut and you'd make your bowl and you'd put your cucumbers discs to get an extra layer around the side and sprinkle it with all the shit. And that then we were already diffusing that salad is healthy right back then, weren't
oh,
we?
Oh, yeah, because you put like blue cheese dressing
yes.
on it and stuff.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bacon so
bits.
Salad being healthy, yeah. those days are over.
Yeah, but that's what I mean is that like, it doesn't taste good enough.
Oh, I'll make you a salad. Yeah. I'll make you a salad that will
I've
taste
had some
good
salads
enough.
That are nice, but I just always feel like even a really nice salad, I'm like, that was nice, but I would have maybe preferred a wrap of cheese and pineapple.
Well, what you've meant, well, no. Well, you're wrong. But also, what you keep referring to as a sort of like a staple of good times yeah. is a burger. Now, I would argue boring, but burgers are boring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
it's just a lump of meat and some bread.
But burgers have changed, Kerry. So, although I know you're keeping up to date with all the changes in salad, but
yeah,
unfortunately, you've been left behind on the burger trend.
I always feel because I don't eat meat, so that's that. That's a game changer. And a veggie burger, I've had the odd nice one, but they're never great.
No.
I feel swizzed because it's just something in bread. And anything that's in bread, like even a pizza, I'd go as far as to say, bit of a racket.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In what way?
Cheese and tomato toasty.
Is that what it is?
That's what a pizza is, mate.
You close your eyes and I give you a pizza, but you think it was a cheese and tomato
yes,
toasty? You wouldn't know tell the difference?
I've had very few pizzas that have made me go, oh, right, I get it.
I think, and interestingly, I think this is going to be another controversial episode.
Yeah.
That Kerry has come in and picked salad for her main and then said pizza's a racket. There's going to be some
pizza
people,
is a racket.
There's going to be some people up in arms out there.
Well,
there's going to be a lot of opinions.
I get that some people might be upset, and I know that Domino's and that it might affect sales, but I just don't get why people really lose their shit over pizza.
I get why people lose their shit over good pizza. I'm not bothered about Domino's, Pizza Hut, anything like that. I think it's too
well.
It's
that's
too much.
But that's huge. That's a racket. I mean, I recently got a Pizza Hut pizza. My daughter wanted it for a birthday. Yeah. I couldn't believe how tasteless it was.
Well, it's just so, it's too much. It's like cake. It's like a bit of cake with some cheese.
I hear you. I have had good pizzas.
Yeah. Like nice Italian pizzas.
Like, yes, properly good. Yeah. And then you've got a few capers involved and a bit of seasoning.
Yeah.
I get that. But I think, massive
olive.
Yeah. Huge apple sized olive in the middle. No, I'm not a savage. You can cut it up and sprinkle it on.
Slice it up.
Grate your apple olive all over your pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Really back to square one there, like, are we?
Oh, yeah. I see what you've done there. You've reduced it. But yeah, I'm not that bothered about pizzas and burgers, which is seen to be the ultimate treat food.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not that bothered about that. And I really like, to me, if you go to sort of a summery party, let's say, and there's a table of lovely salads, like a good coleslaw, a nice potato salad with like fresh herbs in it and chives and all that. I love all that. And
this
a quiche,
nice.
A lovely quiche.
Oh.
Oh, a lovely quiche with asparagus in it and all those kind of friends.
An asparagus quiche.
Yes. And like gorgonzola and all those flavours, cheesy, eggy, herby flavours. And then, you know, maybe you're in Greece when you're eating this banquet.
Okay.
Yeah, you're by the sea.
Yeah.
You're on a Greek island.
Having some quiche in Greece.
Yes. Greek quiche. What's that pie? What's that Greek pie that's spinach and feta?
Spanakopita.
That.
Yeah.
I'm having that as my main, actually. So I'm
what?
Having that.
Oh, right.
So I'm having that with all the salads. Yeah, but that's the main course.
Oh, that's with the salad.
Spanakopita,
and a big old hearty
and
salad.
A lovely load of lovely salads, and it's all and you can keep going back for more.
Is there any way you've had the best spanakopita you've ever had? I'm enjoying having to say spanakopita.
Probably in Greece. I think some of my most lovely food moments are in Greece and Thailand. But again, it's travelling, isn't it? It's being on holiday.
Yeah.
And just there's nothing like being in Greece and it's got one of those tables with those clips that hold the tablecloth down.
Yeah.
And then you just have, this is going to be my side. So can we go to that now? I'm going to have tzatziki and chips.
There's nothing
like tzatziki and chips. Just such a lovely meal.
Yeah, I know.
And then
you think,
I've had that and I'm going to go for a swim.
Are you going to have a swim as well?
Yeah.
Are you having a swim during this
maybe
meal?
Maybe health and safety, I should hang back.
Oh, because of...
Yeah, because I've just eaten.
Well, it's a dream restaurant. We can put the sea in.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I
want the sea to be right up to the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like one of those Greek tavernas where the restaurant is on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Those,
yeah.
And you can have like fresh fish and fresh salads, Greek salad with all the... oregano sprinkled on and the olive oil and the big lump of feta.
We used to go on holiday to Cyprus.
Yes.
And just basically lie on the beach all day and there was a taverna right there, right on the beach, and I had halloumi and chips every day.
And why wouldn't you?
Every day.
And then fell into the sea.
Yes.
And then fell into the sea.
Kerry wants the water right up to the table.
Yeah.
Right up to the table.
So after you finished your Sneaky and Chips, you can just fall off your chair and
just, like, yeah,
just lean just backwards.
Fall back into the Mediterranean. Yeah, it is annoying because sometimes you do have to have a swim after a meal and you it ruins a swim.
Yeah.
The whole time you're like, I could sink.
You're a big swimmer? You love swimming?
Yeah, I swim 2 or 3 times a week.
Wow.
Love swimming.
I don't like it. You get wet.
That's true.
That's key.
I don't like, I'm very body conscious. I don't like that.
Oh, that'll ruin it.
Like going to the swimming pool.
I'm similar.
Just walking around in my underwear in front of everyone. Don't like that.
You need to buy some trunks.
Yeah. Still the same.
You had your bum out at the swimming pool, James.
You'd be wearing a little Iron Man badge.
little budgie smugglers.
And
I like swimming. I think I don't care about
also
that
stuff. It's boring. I start swimming and then I was like, what the fuck?
I find it quite meditative.
This is so
I
boring.
Go into a zone.
But it's because like the scenery is just the same.
Yeah, no, I go into
can't
the zone.
Can't listen to my music while I'm doing it.
Oh, you can nowadays, can't you? Because you can get those waterproof pod doodahs.
Can you?
Yes, you can get, my friend swims with headphones in. You can do it. But I quite like, I don't run with headphones either. I quite like just having my thoughts.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you to my thoughts.
I don't have
fun thoughts like you. You're walking up thinking, oh, imagine
fun.
If Olive was the size of an apple or stuff like that. I'm running around going, oh, I'll die one day. That's inevitable.
I can't do it. I run quite a lot and I have to have headphones in, play music. And on the rare occasion, my headphones run out of battery or my phone runs
and
out of battery.
And that's a nightmare.
And I'm running and there's nothing in
just
there.
You.
It's the closest I come to panic attacks.
I can hear my own breath. But you push through that. And on the other side of that is peace and tranquility, Ed.
The other side of that is the abyss.
just
I can see now why you do podcasts and eat out a lot.
Back. Just images of Joe Frazee in his head getting ripped apart by foxes. Blocked that out. Joe Frazee, my old friend.
The worst is when I've run out of podcasts to listen to when I'm running and I end up listening to this podcast.
Oh,
so I'm
weird.
Listening. So I could be running right now listening to me talking about me running.
That's like foot and mouth.
It's like foot and mouth.
That's weird.
Why is it like foot and mouth?
Because you're eating yourself.
I'm eating myself.
No good will come from that.
What, he's eating his own foot?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean by foot and mouth?
Foot and mouth disease is a cow eating a cow, isn't it?
Is that where it came from?
I think so.
That's BSE, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Yeah. I don't know, but it's all
it's
wrong.
It's like one of them.
Yeah. It's one of them. You're consuming yourself.
I thought they were the same, BSE and foot and mouth.
No good will come from that.
Or it's like the Ouroboros. It's like the Ouroboros.
Yeah.
Which is the picture of the snake eating its own tail, right?
There we are. That's you listening to a podcast of yourself.
I've never listened to a podcast of yourself.
Ed, throw yourself in the
tent.
Never listened to it. I can't bear my voice. If I ever catch a bit of myself, like on telly or on a podcast or whatever, I just think, who is that loud cockney crone? Shut her down.
Well, we've tried.
No, you haven't. You invited me onto a podcast.
Yeah.
That's not trying. That's encouraging.
It's the last thing we'd want is to shut you down. What's in tzatziki? I don't know.
Oh, yogurt, cucumber, garlic, big time garlic.
This is
a little footnote on garlic.
Yeah.
Whenever I follow a recipe that says 3 cloves of garlic, I always whazz in 6.
Yeah.
Love garlic.
Double it. Yeah.
First
rule of garlic.
Yes.
Club.
And my friend from one of my oldest school friends is Greek, and she taught me the secret of good tzatziki making is you squish out, when you grate the cucumber, put it in a sieve, and push out all the liquid because it can often get too watery.
Yeah.
So you have to make it, if you want it nice and thick. You've got to get the liquid out.
Sieve the cucumber.
Yeah.
That's often my problem with cucumber. I think you may as well just have a pint of water.
Yeah, it's a nice flavour though. I quite like cucumber as a flavour. I quite like it in water.
I like it in water, yeah.
Yes.
That's
a nice little
That's the
twist.
Argument there, Ed.
But yes, tzatziki and olive oil and salt. Like all good things. I was talking to someone recently and we were like, what is the key ingredient? It's salt.
It's fat and salt.
Yeah,
I think.
Like when you eat something, go, that's delicious. What is that? Is salt?
Salt is the, especially in restaurant food. If you watch chefs actually cook something, it's basically the key to restaurant food is tripling the salt you're putting at home.
It's naughty, isn't it, salt?
Would you have salt in your salads? This big,
definitely. I've got no anti-salt movement going on here.
What kind of salt you having? Because I like that stuff that you can crumble in your fingers.
Yeah, that's nice. Muldoon, is it? That sort of sea salt.
Yeah, sea salt. I think. Is it? Yeah, I think it might be that.
Yeah, something like
Malden,
that.
Malden. Yeah.
Once you've had that, it's hard to go back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to go back to the old crappy stuff.
Yeah, to the old powdery salt.
And we really are the liberal elite. We are.
We're getting
talking
a few
about,
people pretty angry
and
about
now
that.
And we're teaching to pretentiousness.
Yeah,
see?
We have, yeah.
It's a really fine line to go, oh, I love a thing, as simple and as basic as salt, and then suddenly you sound like a wanker.
Yeah.
How easy is it?
It's hard because all these things are, you know, when you do them, they are really nice.
They
and
are.
So we all like talking about nice things.
Simple
that we
pleasures.
Enjoy. But it's really hard because of
wankerdom,
class systems, and
yeah,
stuff ruins
yeah.
it all.
Because I get really chippy in a posh restaurant. I don't know how to cope. I feel like picking my nose and farting. I don't know yeah. how to be.
Because you want to show them where you're from.
Yeah. I just think how much.
Yeah.
I just think the whole thing is a racket.
I feel like that in going into a shop like Liberty's sometimes. If
yeah.
you go and have it, I use the toilet in Liberty's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Because you're in the
centre of town.
It's a
lovely toilet.
It's a good toilet. Mm. But then you walk through the menswear and it's like 600 quid for a shirt.
I know, it's nuts.
I feel like I have felt I want to do a fart on this and
yeah.
leave.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it doesn't bring out, like, it does make me a bit chippy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had a real massive chip on my shoulder about poshness for a bit.
Yeah.
And I had to.
You got to keep an eye on that, haven't you? It's like all sort of, I suppose the minute you become prejudiced of anything, you go, oh, I've got to rethink that because I'm like basically making judgments before I've even fully explored
yeah.
the thing.
I think it was because it was the only thing I could punch up on.
Yeah.
Everything else was like.
Yeah, that's true. But you could be missing out on a really good dinner, couldn't you?
Yeah. But
I'm more than happy if someone else is paying. I mean, that's the hypocrisy in me. I'm like, yeah. this is bullshit. And then someone says, I'll treat you. I'm like, no, it's great. I'm leaning in. I slagged it off and said it was pretentious
yeah.
shit.
It's absolutely delicious.
If you're paying, it's gorgeous. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
If you've got to dress up for a meal, I get in a state.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I that's the only thing I feel a bit weird about is when there's a dress code in
yeah.
a restaurant. Just think, why?
Yeah.
Does there need to be? And it normally means it's not going to be a fun night out.
No,
yeah.
you're just too self-conscious.
Yeah.
You can't even cope with a swimming pool. Well, how are you going to cope with a dress code?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, as long as the dress code isn't in your pants, I'm fine. Yeah, as long as that's not there.
Well, it is at my beach restaurant.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah,
you're
of course
in
it
your
is.
Pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're on holiday.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Really?
Oh,
haven't I sold it? Lovely Greek meal by the sea with the sea lapping.
Yeah, but not if
ankles.
Like it's just a whole ruse to get you to perv on me.
Yeah, but I don't care about things like. I mean, you should see me at the swimming pool. I mean, I don't advise it. I don't give a fuck who's looking. I'm like, hairy legs. I'm like, what are you yeah. looking at, mate? I don't yeah. care.
It started fights at swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone tried
yes.
to start a fight with me at a swimming pool in Edinburgh.
What?
It's like a woman in her 50s, I reckon.
Oh, and swimming women are quite aggressive.
So
as I've just
swimming, there's no lanes in the Scotsman Spa swimming pool.
Yeah.
But we were swimming. There's only us two in the pool. She's, you know, basically in the middle. So I went right over to one
swimming
side.
Swimming lane wars, I've been there, mate.
And then she started to drift
like
towards
a hippo,
me.
Like so, a fucking hippo.
So I then drifted even more. I'm fairly polite, so I was like, I'll just move out of the way of it. I can be right next to the wall, I don't mind. And then she started kicking me.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's not on.
Booting me.
That's
I was going,
not
what
on.
Are you doing? I had to stop. I was like, what are you doing? She went, get out of my way.
Oh, that's not on. It's like when a bloke does the butterfly,
yeah.
and you're like, you're living in a dream world, mate. This is a municipal pool. You are... I got concussion from your ego. Like, what are you doing?
Surely you'll be happy when people do the butterfly because they're taking a small thing and making it big.
No, you've got the wrong end of the stick there.
This is being a massive butterfly.
This is lane swimming.
It's being a human-sized butterfly.
This is lane swimming.
So
there are
like
other people here. No, it doesn't apply. That rule does not apply. That link is shit.
Really?
But I have had arguments with lane swimmers.
Yeah.
And I've given people cut eye. Which I can't demonstrate now because it's a podcast, but you know a bit of cut eye.
Yeah.
Doesn't work in goggles, I'll tell you that right now. You can't do cut eye in goggles. You look like a prick.
You have to stop them and
you've
have to
stop
it.
Put your goggles up.
Yeah.
Give them cut eye.
Then say, stop draping yourself all over the wrong lane.
Stop draping.
Do you wear goggles when you swim?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Of course I do. I'm swimming, lane swimming.
Just
otherwise,
imagine you'd look funny in goggles.
Of course I look funny in goggles. Who doesn't look funny in goggles?
No one looks good in goggles.
No one
surely.
Looks good in goggles.
No, but like...
It's really embarrassing when you run into
for
someone
some reason,
you know.
It makes me laugh more to imagine you in goggles than it does imagine like Ed in goggles.
Right. Yeah, I bet it does. I mean, I'm fully on board with that. Like, I know. If I walk past myself as I'm getting in or out of the pool past a mirror,
yeah.
I would laugh in my face. Like an idiot.
Did you wear a swimming cap?
Yes. And I do like a bit of, I'll swim at Tooting Lido into the winter. So you've got to wear a head cap.
Right.
Maybe even wear some of those, because those women you're referring to, like the 50 plus wild swimming nutcases, don't fuck with those women.
They're really hardcore.
Like, they are not dicking about, because the adrenaline you get when you do cold swimming, wild swimming, whatever, you feel invincible.
Yeah.
Like, when you get out, I mean, I went through a phase where I was evangelical about it.
Right,
like, because you get off on it. There'll be a chemical thing, won't there?
Yeah.
Where you're just buzzing off it.
Yeah.
And for a good hour after, if someone gave you any shit, you would take them down. Do you know what I mean? Like, you feel like, you know when you have a good gig?
Yeah.
That feeling of like, oh, I'm top of
the
world,
I'm the best.
That feeling times a thousand.
Really?
Yeah.
You were starting fights.
But if you looked in a mirror, all that glory would be over in a snap. Because you'd be like, oh, I look like an arsehole.
You can wear gloves as well.
You can wear like swimming gloves, because your hands will get cut.
Are they like webbed, so you're like...
No, I haven't got webbed ones. Yeah. But it's your feet and hands that get super cold, isn't it, when you do that kind of swimming?
Do you have flippers on as well?
No, I don't go that far.
No.
To be honest, it's not the swimming, it's the coldness.
That you like?
Yeah, it's the coldness. And then
so
afterwards...
You could just stick your head in the fridge.
A Tom Yum soup.
Oh, really? Afterwards?
Yeah. No, you've got to be in the water. You can't stick your head in the fridge. I like the way you've approached that.
It's not that.
No.
Do you have cold showers?
Yes. What is it, the proper science of, like, there's something...
Sure what it is.
Something gets triggered, doesn't it? And you can feel very good.
I know what you mean. I very rarely build myself up to do that, but when I do have a cold shower, really...
You feel good.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you're having a cold swim, and then you're having the Tom Yum soup and clearing your system out.
Yeah. I love soup. Soup is great, isn't it?
I went off soup for quite a while.
Did
because
you?
When I had my wisdom tooth out, it got infected, and I could only eat...
liquids, so I had
so much soup, and afterwards I thought, I never ever want to even see some soup again.
Right, fair enough.
For many years, I've actually only just started eating soup again. I'm only just getting back into it, but I had a very nice soup at my parents' the other day. So
did they make it?
My mum made it, yeah.
It was homemade soup's
the
best.
A smoked sausage kind of soup, and it was very nice, yeah.
Yeah, homemade soup's the best.
Yeah. What, have you made a soup recently?
I make soup a lot. I'm a big soup maker.
You're
a soup
maker.
Because it's a way of getting kids to eat vegetables.
That's good. Sneak it in.
Yeah.
They're like,
what's in this? Sweet. Tuck in.
Fruit salad.
Yeah.
Parma violets.
Yeah.
What is your drink?
Oh, I don't have a favourite drink. Sometimes I go to a bar, when you go out and someone goes, what shall I get you? And you're like, and you have a breakdown because you can't decide.
Depends what mood you're in, right?
Yeah. It would probably be wine, wouldn't it, with dinner? Like, you're likely to go wine, I would have thought. And probably red.
Yeah.
Probably red. But red doesn't go with Thai food.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't have to. I mean, this is your dream meal in the dream
okay,
restaurant.
Okay, if it was...
No one's judging you.
No one's judging
ordered,
me.
No.
Well, let's... What a fucking relief, Ed. What's the ticket you've just given me? No one's judging you, Kerry. No one's judging you at the swimming pool, James. You've got to get over that.
Everyone's getting on with their own
swimming. No one's judging the words you use, Kerry.
Right.
But it seems that they are.
But it just seems that
they are. Okay, if we're sticking with the scenario of my Greek beach salad meal, it would be a lovely cold beer.
A lovely cold beer. Is there any particular type of beer that you like?
Are there Greek beers? I don't think there are Greek beers, are
there? I think there must be a Greek beer or two knocking around. Benito, look up great Greek beers, please.
But when you're travelling, a beer from like when I was in Thailand,
yeah,
like they do some lovely Thai beers, don't they? Is Thai go Thai beer?
There's...
Well, that's Indian, isn't it? I like those
I
Asian
find wherever
lagers.
You are, you drink the local beer.
Yes.
And you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And then you might see it somewhere.
And it's not the same.
When you get back, it's horrible because...
Balkan beer?
Is that a Greek beer?
Mythos?
There you go, a mythos. I'd have a mythos with
vagina.
My...
Vagina?
Vagina?
So that's what it else says. Vagina.
Yes. I'd have a lovely cold glass of vagina.
V-E-R-G-I-N-A.
Yeah, I can't think how else you'd pronounce that.
Vagina.
Unless you make the
so you've got
G
it.
Or vagina.
Yeah,
there
it is.
Actually, now I come to think of it, yes, I have had a Greek
vagina has its own particular tradition. Indeed, the choice the choice was not random. Rumours say that there was a place where the first form of vagina in antiquity was produced.
There you go. So you have a cold vagina.
Yeah, I'd have a cold vagina with my salad.
Lovely. Everywhere else apart from here seems to just get cold beer exactly right.
Yes.
Like just free, and it doesn't really matter what
and
the
then
beer
it's not,
tastes like.
Then you don't think it's alcoholic. You're like,
no,
it's
yeah,
just a lovely
you can
cold
have like
drink.
Four with lunch, yes, please. And then go for a swim.
Oh, that's real holidays, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drinking at lunch.
Yeah, loads of cold beers at lunch and then go for a dip.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Dip, and the dip would be tzatziki, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I was still thinking about vagina.
Yeah, as per.
Yeah. That's why I can't go to the swimming pool. Who comes your dessert, Kerry?
Right, I'm not hugely sweet-toothed.
No, you've made that very clear, yeah. Harry George. You were very...
I'm not like, oh, puddings. You know when people go... Do you know what I mean? When people go really, like, weird about cake.
Yeah, well, like, you've got one across the table right there.
Love
he's
cake.
A pudding boy.
I love cake and puddings and cake one of your, and pie. And
one of your recommendations for my New York trip...
Yes.
Which I've got a bone to pick with you about.
There we go.
Because there were lots of people... I went to New York recently for a family holiday at New Year.
Yeah.
And James very kindly, among a group of friends, recommended lots of places to eat.
Yeah.
So I put them all together. I was really pleased with my skills because I put them all together in one document and I had a huge list of recommendations.
Great.
And I felt really organised and I had that with the passport and all the flight details. Get to the airport, go to check in, hadn't done those ESTA forms. So couldn't... couldn't go to America. So I had...
I don't know how this is a bone to pick with me.
Yes,
it's not
it
my
is
fault.
Because no one, everyone recommended, oh, go to this vegan diner, eat these noodles. No one said you can't get into the fucking country to eat the food if you haven't done
you
the basic
for.
Visa.
That's not part of it. How is this my fault? You have some food recommendations. I go, oh, by the way, you also want to get on this flight.
Well, I before you say noodles, your entire waffles, holiday. Any of it, you go, you have done your rest form.
Yeah, but you've not asked them for recommendations about how to get into America.
Of being in the country to eat the food is, can I get into the country?
You're not asking me to sort that. I thought they'd been patronising of me. By the way,
problem.
Kerry, you have organised yourself.
Never
haven't
be
you?
Scared of patronising me because you're probably pointing out something
right.
I've overlooked.
Okay.
We missed our flight.
That's not my fault. Someone dressing it at me.
I should have rang you and said, James, we've just missed our flight. So thanks for the diner recommendation. Yeah. But we've missed our flight. I mean, all that advice and not one.
None of it was
one. Basic.
What did you ask James
I did ask for?
For
food recommendations.
Can I have some food recommendations?
Yes, and it's fair to assume that I knew because I had been to America before.
I was going
to
say,
but
oh, yeah.
I forgot.
I was going to say,
oh,
you've
Kerry,
definitely
you
been to
eat
America
all these
before.
Places. Oh, little tip as well. Don't eat your Esther. I hope you've got that.
Well, if you'd said that, you'd have done it unpatronisingly with humour, and I would have got the information.
I actually assumed you would have done it.
Okay, everyone assumed that, and I haven't.
High opinion of you.
Well, lower it.
You've definitely been to America before.
Yes.
You've worked in America before.
Yeah,
you've worked there.
But because I worked there, I think someone else filled the form.
Well, you would
in.
Have had a visa. If you had a
someone
working
else
visa,
did
you
it.
Don't need
a grown-up
Esther.
Filled in the form.
Yeah.
I hate forms, Ed.
But that's an online... The Esther thing is so easy to
do. Oh, is it?
It's so easy
cut
to do,
cut to me at the airport having a panic attack with crying children. Are we not going on holiday anymore, Mummy? It seems not, no.
Well, because James Acaster didn't
because James fucking Acaster told us where to get the best Knickerbocker glory. But we can't get into the country. So that was what
but
happened.
But you made it eventually.
We got there eventually. We got there the next day. But a lot of your recommendations were sweet stuff, weren't they?
Some of them, yeah.
And we never got there. Because I'm not really into sweet stuff particularly.
Well, wait, your kids, are they into sweet stuff?
Oh, God, big time.
So they so
but yeah, but they got, the, we, they did get, I don't, I'm not mean. Yeah.
You didn't take them to the milk bar, like I told you.
We didn't get to the milk bar. I mean, what I did discover is that actually if you're on holiday and you are a foodie, you can plan your whole day around where to eat, can't you?
Yeah.
But we were trying to swing in some other stuff like museums and Statue of Liberty as well.
Right.
I had to try and work out an itinerary where we could get the recommended food places near what we were doing.
That's kind of tricky because obviously the really good tourist things you want to do, a lot of the food, nice food things won't necessarily be near
exactly.
there.
Because when we went to the diner you did recommend, we got an Uber because we were staying in Brooklyn and that was in Brooklyn. I didn't know how big Brooklyn was.
Right.
It was a 45-minute Uber journey to that diner, but it was worth it.
We went to Champ's Diner.
Yeah,
Champ's Diner. Vegan diner, absolutely incredible.
It was so good.
Yeah,
I loved
so
it.
So nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Really loved it. So thank you
but
for
you
that.
But you said that you're...
So I forgive
you. Someone's scared.
For nearly ruining my holiday.
I mean, I didn't...
Yeah, Frank was scared. My son was scared because it was a bit scary. Like, they have horror heads hanging from the ceiling and...
Yeah.
It's that kind of...
I didn't even notice it.
B-movie sort of vibe, isn't it?
There's that bit of that going on.
B-movie vibe.
There used to be they've changed its name now. It used to be called the Drunken Cowgirl, and I'd get that at Champs, which is like tater tots and tofu scramble.
We got that the first time we went.
I had that because you told me to get that, so I got that.
Great.
So if you told me to fill in the visa, I'd have done that.
Point made.
We did go to a really good, like, real classic American-y dinery place called Bubbies or Buddies or something like that. That was really good. Like, we did have really good food, but I didn't manage to get to all the recommended places.
Yeah, you had a lot of recommended. I mean, you'd never get to all the
last time I went with my girlfriend, like, I'm obsessed with food, obviously, so I was like, we need to go here, here, and here. She's like, okay, she really likes food as well, but also just wanted to do some other stuff. And the one restaurant she was allowed to pick was in Times Square, and it was a diner. The food was absolutely awful, but all of the staff sing.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good trade-off.
So that is, we had to queue 1.5 hours.
I'd eat a pizza if they sang.
1.5 hours.
1.5 hours.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, we had to queue to get into it. I think it was called something like Ella Mae's Stardust Diner or something.
Oh, wow.
And all the staff sing, and not all of them can sing very well.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want that.
But they all do like a, you know, they get their little solo and they're like walking along the table singing Move Like Jagger or whatever it was.
But then you've got to do that fake encouraging smile.
I did not do a fake encouraging smile after the second.
So what did you do with your face?
I just sort of looked at my Cobb salad. Yeah. I had about 3 Coors Light.
Did your girlfriend enjoy that?
She had a brilliant time.
Oh, did she? Well, that's
yeah,
the best.
Yeah. Ed was miserable.
Yeah. She thought it was hilarious.
She'd been dragged around all these places he wanted to go to.
I would love to go back and go to all those lovely places. Yeah, I like American food. They know how to cook, don't they?
Some good recommendations if you go back to New York.
Yes.
Fill in your Esther.
Thank you, Ed. We should have spoken before.
God's sakes, little kiss ass.
So my pudding.
Yeah.
Right. Because I have an appalling memory, and I'm sure I've had some nice puddings in the past, but this one was in the last 6 months, so we're going to have to go with that.
Okay.
I went to the Garden Museum. Have you ever been there? Probably
no.
Not. You're not the target demographic. No. So I went to the Garden Museum somewhere in town. I can't remember where it is. Lambeth Palace.
The Garden Museum.
Yeah, and they've got a lovely caf.
What is the Garden Museum?
It's a museum about gardens and gardening.
Oh, Kerry, it's
I've revealed
awful.
Quite a lot about myself, haven't I? I'm not cool. Should I have said that at the top?
No.
There's no coolness here.
It's not a cool thing. It's just.
But I've established that I bake bread and I like gardening.
I can't think of many things that sound more boring than the Garden
Museum. Oh, well, I'll take you, James. I think I might be able to change.
Imagine.
Oh, it's brilliant.
The Garden Museum.
Yeah, there's stories and there's people, like there's these gardening sort of pioneers. Gardening's a world. It's like art. It's like a world. It's a world.
Like a gardener's world.
Do they have like old spades hung up and stuff?
A couple of that, but it's not about that. It's about the people that were sort of pioneers and innovators in the world of gardening. Yeah. Like, there were all these people like that were seeds.
Titchmarsh?
He doesn't feature.
What?
Because there are these people, I can't remember what they were called, but when the new world opened up in oldie worldy times, there were people that would go all around the world and get seeds from like, so most of the trees and plants that you know, they're not indigenous.
Yeah.
They were bought here from the Americas and so on, other continents. There are all these people that pioneered all these plants.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
I'm going to do a gardening podcast, you wankers.
What the listener can't see is that during that speech, what you did is that you got your hair's been hanging down.
Now I put it up in I'm one of those.
So your hair's been hanging down. Let me just tell the listener what happened, and then you can respond to it. But your hair's been hanging down all interview.
Yeah.
And then while you were saying that, you grabbed either-sided like pigtails in your hands.
Yeah.
And then you folded it up so it was on the top of your head.
That must be a kinetic memory.
And you got a clip.
Yeah.
And you clipped them together at the top without looking at any of this.
Yeah.
And then you carried on talking about gardening while there was just this weird kind of mess of hair.
I've gone on stage like that.
It was like
it was all coming off in different
strands.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
So you just did that, and then you continued to try and earnestly explain to me why the Garden Museum was good.
Okay.
And that's why that was funny.
Okay. That's what you've got to do sometimes to make something funny. You've just got to make yourself look physically ridiculous.
Yeah, it was great. It's like, you know, you're so like, I've got to make this point. So as you were thinking about
it. I knew I was on thin ice, so I thought if I dick around
that.
With my hair, it's displacement activity.
Yeah.
Also, when I garden, I put my hair up, so it must be a kinetic memory.
Oh, right. So you're getting ready to garden.
I like wearing, like, really scruffy jeans and boots and those funny gloves and just getting lost in a garden.
That's nice.
I've got an allotment as well.
Oh, yeah? Mm. How long were you on the waiting list for that?
I waited 4 years for that allotment.
Whoa.
No, it's London's long wait.
That's almost as long as I waited for the Stardust Diner.
It would be good if someone sang to me up at the allotment. But actually, a lot of what's nice about an allotment is you grow edible stuff. So it's like so we looped it back, nice link.
Yeah.
there is a very satisfying feeling about cooking food you grew.
Oh, no prizes for guessing what Kerry is trying to grow on her allotment. like a mad scientist.
I will crack that olive thing.
Yeah.
I will crack the olive, apple-sized olives, I will.
We still haven't heard your, but put it up.
Oh, yeah, so I was at the Garden Museum, and it was like a chocolate mousse, and it was cherries or prunes or something of that department soaked in brandy on the mousse.
Oh.
And it was really nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
From the Garden Museum.
From the Garden Museum. The mousse itself was nothing special because a mousse is a mousse. is a mousse. But it was the boozy...
I don't think a mousse is a mousse is a mousse.
It was the boozy berries. It was the boozy berries. Like, okay, mousses. You're right. You can get some amazing mousses.
Yeah.
But the boozy berries, which took it to another level.
Set it off perfectly.
Have you had a boozy berry?
I think I might have had a boozy cherry before. Yeah, I think it's a thing.
So you have to soak it, like, in what, brandy or something?
I guess. You had it.
Oh, it was so delicious.
I used to buy my auntie and uncle peaches soaked in brandy every Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They'd have it with some vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah. So if I was going to get involved in a pudding or a sweet, it would be soaked in booze.
Yeah. So whatever it is has to be soaked in booze.
Well, fruit. So what I take away, the fruit that I've discarded from my main, I have soaked in booze and put it where it firmly belongs in the pudding.
No waste.
I'm not anti-fruit, but just not in the form of savoury.
Fair enough.
So I think that's...
I don't really like a boozy pudding. Put that out there. Sorry,
okay.
Kerry.
Well, we're all different.
I like a boozy pudding. I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'd rather just have some booze or a pudding.
Yeah.
Or both.
What's your favourite puddings then?
Oh, just not boozy. I like ice cream a lot.
I love sorbet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I love sorbet.
Yeah. Right. Talking about this with a lot more passion than
your
actual dessert.
Suddenly, actually, fuck off those prunes because we're on sorbet now.
Yeah.
Sorbet. I'll go sorbet. I've changed my mind.
Okay. You'd have to change your mind.
What flavour?
Or a citrusy one, without
citrusy.
A doubt.
Lemon sorbet?
Well, lemon's a bit root one, isn't it? So let's mix it up. What about a grapefruity sort of scenario?
Okay. Have you had that ever before in your life?
No.
So this is something you've never had before?
You said this was a fantasy place.
Oh, it is. You can have whatever you like.
Yeah, yeah.
My coat's draped on the floor.
Yeah.
And,
it actually is.
It actually is to diffuse pretension because I don't want to feel like a wanker.
You're like a grapefruit sorbet.
Or a watermelon. I've had that.
You can have a scoop of each if you want.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Scoop of each.
When you have a scoop of ice cream or sorbet, do you go cone or cup?
I go cup every time.
Yeah, I'm going more
I'm
that way.
I'm not faffing around with it.
Because I used to think more for your money because I get a little biscuity thing there.
Yeah, sure.
But now I'm rejecting that.
I think it makes me feel it's more guilt-free. Here's where it changed, and it is an extreme example, but once in New Zealand, and it's closed now, there's this ice cream shop, and they did these deluxe cones.
Ooh.
And on my last day in New Zealand, I was like, I'm going to get a deluxe cone.
Yes.
And I got one that was a sugar cone. It's one of those big waffle cones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But dipped in white chocolate, like fully dipped in
this
white chocolate.
This is not guilt-free.
With like loads of stuff, with loads of cocoa nibs stuck on the outside.
Oh, this sounds lovely.
And stuff like that. And like the ice cream was pretty indulgent as well.
Oh.
And had like loads of toppings on it. But by the time I got to the cone, I was eating the cone going, I genuinely was
too
scared
much.
That I was going to, no disrespect, Ed, that I was going to get type 2 diabetes. And I was really scared about it. And I genuinely, when I got home from that holiday, I've done it about 3 or 4 times in my life. I've gone to the doctors and asked for a blood test because I think I've got type 2.
Just brief bit of science.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get type 2 diabetes from eating one pudding.
Do not. Google that.
I felt really scared about it. I felt really scared at the time. I mean, now I know that.
That's interesting.
I don't go to the doctors now and ask for blood tests and stuff. But
no,
there was
but
a
how
time.
Old, how old
that's
were you?
One pudding.
In my 20s.
Broke him. One pudding that made you feel that.
I think I had like an unhealthy enough holiday.
Yeah, you were,
I was there
you
for
were
work.
Full. You were full is what happened.
Yeah.
And you went to get a blood test because you were full.
Well, Ed, I don't think you can lecture me about this. I mean, one of us has avoided getting diabetes.
So, I'm like, diabetic. It's not lifestyle influence.
So how would you know?
I wouldn't blunder into that, but I would blunder into that in the form of a salty indulgence. I lean way more towards savoury.
Yeah, right. I
would gorge on a savoury. Like a pickle. I'd go cheese and
pickle. You go nuts for a pickle, right?
Oh, I'd have a cheese and pickle situation.
Yeah.
Cheese board. I'd even go a cheese board.
Uh-oh. no, you said James gets very angry. If...
We're about to wrap the podcast up, but now we're in very dangerous territory.
But I didn't choose it, did I?
No,
you didn't choose it.
He's still angry, though.
I'm still angry.
You're angry that I even mentioned it.
Yesterday, when me, Ed and Benito went for our dinner, right, here's what happened, Kerry.
Okay.
We've had Tom Kerridge on this podcast, excellent chef.
Yeah.
He invited us to his restaurant. It was a very special meal for all of us. We all went there, came to the dessert. The dessert menu is like pornographic.
If you like pudding.
Heaven. Every single dessert, every single sweet pud looked incredible. Mm. He?
You got a cheese pod.
Got a cheese pod.
Ordered a cheese pod!
Did you do it to wind him up?
I'd say...
Still angry about it. I couldn't believe it. I thought he was joking. I was going to... I threatened him beforehand.
He said he was going to throw me into Trafalgar Square.
We were near enough, but also far enough from Trafalgar Square for that to be a scary threat. To throw him
no disrespect,
into Trafalgar
James,
Square.
But it isn't a scary threat because it's just not realistic.
I'd throw him into Trafalgar Square.
I don't think so.
I'll get one of the strong people
that is being patronising. I don't
think
We're
both
so.
Grab an ankle and a wrist each, me and Benito. And like,
Benito wasn't angry. Benito didn't care.
He would have done it anyway. He's cool. He would have thrown you into Trafalgar Square.
Are you that anti-cheese board?
Oh, so anti-cheese.
I'd say I ordered it 60% because I wanted it and 40% because I wanted this reaction.
Excellent ratio.
Yeah.
God. Like, it was absolutely
It was
incredible.
Delicious.
Here's how good,
good
the desserts
for you.
Were.
I'm with
really
you.
Really good.
Because
Don't
if you're not sweet tooth...
Why are you ignoring me?
Because if you're not sweet tooth,
yeah.
Then that's not...
No, I like a pudding now and again, but yeah, the thing that appeals... I didn't fancy a banana souffle that day. I wanted.
There was banana souffle, Kerry, with gingerbread ice cream and a rum sauce, a spiced rum sauce.
That does sound nice, yeah. But after you've eaten a big savoury meal, you don't
want... You want more savoury afterwards, like an absolute maniac.
He was mad. He started saying I was like one of the old men who worked in the bank in Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Oh, can I ask a quick question?
Like Ebenezer Scrooge on Ebenezer over there. Working in the bank and going home and having his little cheese board before he goes to bed.
It's too much. I'm with you, Ed.
Yeah,
I'm completely
you.
With you.
Thank you.
Me and Benito shared 3 puddings. That's how angry I was at Ed. I had to get enough
but
puddings.
But who are you punishing there, James?
No one. I had a great time. I had a blood test afterwards.
But you're doing it with anger, aren't you? You're making choices based on anger.
Yeah, well, you have to sometimes. This is the time we live in. Could not believe it. Anyway, I'm going to read your order back to you now.
Blue cheese especially was really...
Oh, I love blue cheese.
Love a blue cheese,
yeah. Yes, so do I.
The perfect pudding.
Time and a place.
The perfect pudding.
Perfect pudding. Yeah. Even, no, do you not, know what? No, even bend pudding. My fruit rule.
Yeah.
Because I'd have a bit of fruit with some cheese.
I was going to say earlier, when you said that you wouldn't put apple in a salad, I would put apple in a salad if blue cheese is in
You're
there.
You're absolutely right,
yeah.
Ed.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, we'll get me back on side now, but not for dessert. Learn your courses and where things go. You'd like sparkling water. You would like some sourdough bread, maybe homemade with some tapenade on it.
Yes.
Starter, you want some Thai tom yum soup. Main, you'd like a hearty salad with some spanakopita. That was thrown in there. Side dish, tzatziki and chips. Drink, vagina. Dessert.
Forgot about that.
It says a cold vagina.
Yes, please.
That's what I've got written down here.
Yes, please. Straight from the fridge.
Dessert, you would like a grapefruit sorbet, a scoop of grapefruit sorbet and a scoop of watermelon sorbet.
Yes, please.
Do you want some boozy fruit on top of that?
Yeah, go on, chuck it in.
We'll just chuck that on there as well to give you your whole meal. Happy with that?
Do you know what? I am really
meal.
Happy with that.
I'm quite happy with it.
It's all sort of holiday food, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
You could definitely go swimming after that.
Definitely. Yeah.
Kerry Godleman there with her dream meal.
Yumma yumma. Now, it got so close just then. So close. I thought she was going to pick cheese board, and I thought, help me, I was getting very worried about it. And we even mentioned fruit in the having fruit with cheese.
Yeah.
With I was like, this is getting very, very close to it.
Dangerously close to fruity cheese. But I would have backed her all the way if she'd picked a cheese board.
Yeah, but then I would have had to check you both out, and then, as we've established, I never would have been a free genie. So it would have been quite a sad episode of Off Menu if that had happened.
And it was already a very angry episode of Off Menu. Kerry really went for me when I challenged her on her use of the word drapesing.
Oh, I'd say the most confrontational guest we've had so far, but not in a bad way. I enjoyed it.
I loved every second of it.
Very glad she was confrontational.
Check out where Kerry is gigging on her website, I'm sure.
Loads of stuff going on. At the minute. She's done an episode of Call the Midwife.
Has she?
Yeah, yeah. So watch out for Kerry.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Proper.
Afterlife.
Oh, that's the new Ricky Gervais show.
Yes,
she's in that. Well, we'll all look out for that. Thank you very much for coming on, Kerry. If you want to see more of my sort of thing, I do my thing on stage. Come and check out my thing, edgamble.co.uk/gigs.
Also, I tried that bread that Kerry gave us and it was delicious. I had it with some soup when I got home. We're recording this quite a bit later.
Yeah.
And I had some lovely, lovely bread and soup inspired by her meal.
That's what you're plugging, is it?
Yeah.
I'm plugging my tour,
yeah,
my gigs, and you're plugging Kerry's bread.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, try it. It's delicious with soup.
Subscribe and rate the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you in the restaurant again. I hope you're hungry.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.